Welcome back to a very special Comixology podcast, Transatlantic. I don't know if that's the actual ocean, but...
That is the actual ocean. You are correct. It?
Thank you. Thank heavens. I am speaking with my dear co-host, Kara, who you are in France right now. You are on location at Angoulême.
I am in Angoulême right now. I'm actually talking to you from the middle of what appears to be a creator happy hour. And I am pretty sure someone's going to come over to me at any second and be like, excuse me, person with the microphone, what are you doing?
It's amazing. I'm trying to set the stage in my head of you in some kind of French bar, sitting in the exact middle of the bar with your laptop out and microphone, and somehow that just looking
amazing.
I've got
amazing. The mixer. I've got a notebook. I didn't even take my coat off. That's how certain I am that someone's going to kick me out at one point. I'm ready to go. I'm on the edge.
You've made it to France. How was your trip? Can you tell me all about it? I'm sitting here in this office by myself. Meanwhile, you're in France living it up.
Okay, so I flew out on Sunday, had a brief layover in Rome, arrived in Paris on Monday morning, somehow miraculously found everyone that I was supposed to meet up with because we were all on different flights. And we came into Paris. I was with people who don't speak French, so I became the de facto translator, which I was not.
Because you do speak French.
I do speak French.
Yes.
And actually, that was the majority of my day today, was speaking French, but we'll get into that. And so we spent a couple days in Paris getting organized for the convention and meeting with various people. And then yesterday, we took the train south towards Bordeaux and got off at Angoulême, which is where the International Festival of Bande Dessinée is happening, and you can hear it happening right now.
Sounds amazing. It sounds amazing.
This ambient noise is the action.
Well, you're in the middle of a bar right now. I mean, where else would anyone record a hit podcast like The Comixologist?
Exactly. There are people walking around just swigging wine, and I'm just sitting here doing work.
So has it officially started? Is today day zero of the convention, or is it day one?
Today is day one of the Festival International de la Bande Dessinée.
That's how I say it.
That is exactly how you say it, with your American accent from New Jersey.
I am not from New Jersey. I want to set the record straight. I live in New Jersey. I do not want that getting out that I'm from New Jersey. I'm right outside of Philadelphia, people. Don't let these lies spread, please.
You have a reputation to maintain.
I do. I have appearances to keep up.
Okay, so today was the first day that the festival was really open, and it's very different from American festivals, American conventions, because, you know, you think Comic-Con, you think San Diego, you think New York, you think C2E2, and it's all these conventions happening in a center, in one location, where everyone's packed into this same building. But here in France, at Angoulême, it's really the whole town. It's a small town that gets totally taken over. I think there's maybe 50,000 year-round residents, but for Angoulême, they get 200,000 visitors for this convention, for these 4 days. And all the streets are covered, festooned. They're festooned in banners with the little Angoulême beast. It looks kind of like a cat, but the literal translation of its name is a beast. And like every store, I saw a Dior cologne ad featuring a Bande Dessinée character, and it blew my mind. I was like, wait a minute. Wait, you use comics to advertise your fancy French perfume? Huh. I see. So it's fantastic. And then the festival is set up, so there's little, I guess, these temporary structures set up every few blocks or so with a different exhibition. So there's these two Monde de Boule, which is translated to like world of speech bubbles, more or less. And that's where a lot of the major publishers are set up. So you can go and buy these gorgeous, gorgeous books from them, or art books, or meet the creators. Or I was in the Monde de Boule a lot today because I was interviewing a bunch of creators I spoke to. I had 8 interviews today. most of those were in French. Only one of them was in English. So I've had quite a packed day. Let's go down the list. So
please do.
The first interview, I was recording. I wasn't giving the interview, but you guys will soon be able to listen to Chip Mosher and David Steinberger talking with Charlie Adlard of Walking Dead fame.
Huge.
Very huge. And I spoke to Davy Maurier, who did a book called La Petite Mort, and Guillaume Bianco, who did the Billy Pléiade series. So those are both kind of like based around death and ghosts. I spoke to Jean-Luc Salat, who has done so many bande dessinée, so many spy books and action books, and he was talking about his love of 80s action movies, and I was like,
man,
who do we know? Who do we know who is also into those things?
Did you talk at all about Tango and Cash? Did that come up in conversation?
It did not. I'm so sorry.
Gosh.
I had another interview in English that will soon be available for all of your listening pleasure with Thierry Monet, who does a lot of work with American comics in France, actually. So we spoke about French comics versus American comics, and he had a lot of interesting things to say, so get ready for that. I spoke to Alston, who did the Lanfest series, which is very popular in France. His latest project is Echo, which I've started reading, and it's fantastic. Like, even just to look at the art, if you don't understand French, is such a treat. I spoke to Marion Montaigne, who does this book called Tu m'auras moins bête, and she basically answers these science questions or like life questions that come up, and she presents the answer as a series of illustrations. The one that I was reading the other day that made me laugh was about what happens when you try to lose weight, and so she had all these little illustrations of little cartoon fat cells fighting it out with little cartoon muscles.
Uh-huh.
And I just spoke to Champlain and Nere, who did Carnet de Series, which won an award here last year. They're on their third volume, and it's a journal and a comic about this little girl named Series, and she goes on all these little adventures, and it is just a gorgeous book. I had to really restrain myself from purchasing all three of them earlier today. I was like, budget, what? Oh God, what budget? So, and now I'm talking to you and trying not to get kicked out of the party.
I know. I'm waiting for the security guards to pick you up under your arms and just, like, drag you out as your feet just drag in front of you and the mic just falls apart.
See, you kid about that, but there is actually a lot of security here. Like,
Before you get kicked out, we need to talk before we get back to your travels, but there's a huge sale going on right now.
Oh, my God, yes.
In case you were maybe like, okay, well, it's a sale on just French books, it's actually not true. We have a lot of English language content that is on sale on top of the French language content. So I think if anyone listening was waiting for that moment to try some really great, you know, bande dessinée or anything that's been translated, like we just now released, you know, the Incal Mobius series from Humanoids. So that is now in English language, and the first issue, the first volume is on sale. So it's a perfect time to jump in and experience a lot of these books.
Absolutely incredible. For those of you who don't know, Mobius is widely regarded to be one of, if not the most influential French bande dessinée creator, comics creator in like everyone's recent memory.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's amazing. I actually read the first volume, 48 pages, and it reads, it's so thick with gorgeous art. And it feels like it you know, obviously it's printer, it's larger than your normal comic book size, but it took, you know, the time it takes to read like a trade paperback. It's just so full of amazing art, and you just have to take it all in. And it's a great first volume to try to pick up.
Yeah, no, super exciting to have Humanoids on the platform. You know, comics are international, and so are we. So
absolutely.
Definitely check that sale out.
I think Kamen Rider, Cyborg is in that sale. So it's, you know, you can get manga in this sale. It's a huge sale.
I just want to interrupt you real quick because some man just came up to me and handed me a glass of champagne. is this safe to drink? I'm just going to hold this so I can feel like I'm part of the party, but I'm working, so I don't really feel comfortable drinking.
So
right,
champagne glass in one hand, microphone in the other hand. That's a carrot Angoulême.
Plus my winter coat. I'm a classy broad right now, let me tell you. So, yeah, this is a very exciting week for international content. We also got a bunch of Gallimard books on the platform. Glenat Comics has just started translating some Image books to English. I mean, from English to French. So now French people can read Sex Criminals like the rest of us.
Amazing.
So really just incredible.
I think there's a lot of Jason books in that sale, that get my highest recommendation. Let's see. Massive Gay Manga and the Men Who Make It is also in that sale, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Wayward, I think, which you just talked about, which is getting translated, is in that sale. So it's huge. So many good books.
Fantastic.
So what's next for you at Angoulême? You know, maybe we'll do another recap show Sunday night to talk about how the entire week went.
Yeah,
but what's on your list?
This is only the first day. So I've got a few more interviews on Friday and Saturday to speak to some more French creators in France. And I will also be exploring the convention, the festival a little more, because I didn't really get to walk around today. And I really want to see, there's a few exhibition spaces that are featuring a lot of Asian creators. There's this one space that's just devoted to some Chinese comics creators, and another one where I think they're all from Taiwan. And it's just, it's really an international affair here.
Yeah. You know who else is going to be at Angoulême?
Who?
Rick Remender.
Is he really?
I think he is. He's with, I think, Matteo Scalera will be there. You know, maybe you just find some time to yourself. Get me a signature. Some kind of black science in French that I can adorn my walls with. You just,
no pressure.
Obviously, you have a lot of time on your hands to make that happen, so.
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you. Is there anything else from your trip so far that we've missed? Any kind of, was there like a McDonald's that you went to that was great, or a Burger King?
Are you serious?
As far as I'm aware, that's the height. That's all I know of in America.
I've been eating some really terrific French food, and definitely the first couple of days, my stomach was like, what are you doing? This is all fat. Like, what is going on? I had some foie gras, and one of our fellow comixologists just kind of looked at it and looked at me, and he was like, you know, that's just butter made out of meat, right? Like, that's essentially what you're eating right now.
What a great possible show title, Meat Butter, I think. I'm not sure if that would get approved, but we'll just say it out loud now so it can live forever.
In our memories.
Yes, absolutely.
So as I've been speaking to you, the crowd has slowly been moving closer and closer to me. So I can only imagine the kind of background ambient feedback you're getting.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. If anyone has listened to this entire episode, I think we should graciously thank them for taking part in this experiment in a French bar that you are getting free drinks in for some reason. I don't know what is happening. What time is it? Is it 7 o'clock right now?
It's 7 o'clock right now.
5 or 6 hour difference. I couldn't remember.
The night has barely begun.
You're going to be awake for the next 12 hours. You're going to be bar hopping.
I don't
eating
know
more
happen.
Meat butter. I don't know what else is on the horizon. maybe we should save some more for the next time we record, which I think will be Sunday night. We'll try to get another episode in that has the entire trip. We're going to wrap it up. We'll talk more about your interviews. And your interviews will actually, for those curious, the French interviews that you're doing will be on our SoundCloud, which I'll link to. It won't hit our iTunes feed. I'm not sure how many people would be happy or upset with all French interviews hitting, but so you can come to our SoundCloud for that.
Yeah, we have a couple English ones, and if you speak French, then please do listen to the French interviews, because they're really interesting. These creators are terrific.
And don't forget, too, Shane Tumblr Wizard is helping out with All Access Angoulême. You know, watch our Twitter, our Tumblr, Facebook, Google Plus feed for updates. If you follow the show notes, I have a tag that'll link you to all our Tumblr posts that Shane is doing. Super cool. He's updating, you know, his travels, the people that he meets, and he's taking lots of great photos. So check that out. Kara, thanks for being on location and calling in on our secret hotline for the podcast. Yep. But I'll see you in a few days on this hotline.
Fantastic. Have a good night.
See ya.